Having said this, Monsieur Richard paid no attention to the inspector and discussed various matters of business with his acting manager, who had entered the room meanwhile. The inspector thought he could go and was gently, oh so gently, sidling toward the door when Monsieur Richard nailed the man to the floor with a thundering, "Stay where you are!" Monsieur Remy had sent for the boxkeeper to the Rue de Provence, close to the opera, where she was engaged as a porteress. She soon made her appearance. "What's your name?" "Mame Giry. You know me well enough, sir. I'm the mother of little Giry. Little Meg, what?" This was said in so rough and solemn a tone that for a moment Monsieur Richard was impressed. He looked at Mame Giry in her faded shawl, her worn shoes, her old taffeta dress and dingy bonnet. It was quite evident from the manager's attitude that he either did not know or could not remember having met Mame Giry, nor even little Giry, nor even little Meg. But Mame Giry's pride was so great that the celebrated boxkeeper imagined that everybody knew her. "Never heard of her," the manager declared. "But that's no reason, Mame Giry, why I shouldn't ask you what happened last night to make you and the inspector call in a municipal guard." "I was just wanting to see you, sir, and talk to you about it, so that you mightn't have the same unpleasantness as Monsieur de Bien and Monsieur Poligny. They wouldn't listen to me either at first." "I'm not asking you about all that. I'm asking what happened last night." Mame Giry turned purple with indignation. Never had she been spoken to like that. She rose as though to go, gathering up the folds of her skirt and waving the feathers of her dingy bonnet with dignity, but, changing her mind, she sat down again and said in a haughty voice, "I'll tell you what happened. The ghost was annoyed again." Thereupon, as Monsieur Richard was on the point of bursting out, Monsieur Moncharmin interfered and conducted the interrogatory, whence it appeared that Mame Giry thought it quite natural that a voice should be heard to say that a box was taken, when there was nobody in the box. She was unable to explain this phenomenon, which was not new to her, except by the intervention of the ghost. Nobody could see the ghost in his box, but everybody could hear him. She had often heard him, and they could believe her, for she always spoke the truth. They could ask Monsieur de Bien and Monsieur Poligny, and anybody who knew her, and also Monsieur Isidore Sac, who had had a leg broken by the ghost. "Indeed," said Moncharmin, interrupting her. "Did the ghost break poor Isidore Sac's leg?" Mame Giry opened her eyes with astonishment at such ignorance. However, she consented to enlighten those two poor innocents. The thing had happened in Monsieur de Bien and Monsieur Poligny's time, also in Box 5, and also during a performance of Faust. Mame Giry coughed, cleared her throat—it sounded as though she were preparing to sing the whole of Gounod's score—and began,